A barnyard massacre leaves two dead.
They were fed up with her reign of terror.
Now the royal guard are on the hunt for a pig with a muddy past.
They already killed two characters. We know they're not going down without a fight.
Sometimes criminals try to escape justice. This is the tale of how one pig almost got away with it. Wednesday, August 5th, around 9 p.m. Wilbur the pig, Elizabeth the chicken, and Squawky the songbird assemble outside the Fluttershy cottage on the edge of Everfree Forest.
Good night, Angel.
Shut up, it's a ghost.
Okay, she's asleep. Elizabeth, you got it. Good. Squawky, you still down? You know, it's weird to say this considering what we're about to do, but that is fucked up, man. You are fucked up. Squawky, seriously. This is for Harry the Bear, you fucked up bitch!
Having avenged Harry the Bear, the trio take all of Fluttershy's money and steal a wagon. They head towards Las Pegasus. On the way, just miles from the city limit, is where the whole thing almost falls apart.
Royal Guard checkpoint, everyone be cool.
What are you three up to?
Nothing much, sir. Just taking my friends to Las Pegasus for a few nights on the town.
Uh-huh. You guys come out of Ponyville by any chance?
No, sir. We're from Appaloosa. We don't know nothing about no murder in Ponyville.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask you about that. Well, have a safe time, folks.
That was close.
Arriving to Las Pegasus, the dastardly trio begin partying. They travel from bar to bar, casino to casino, confident that they've gotten away with murder. Barry Punch, part-time call girl in Las Pegasus' Red Saddle District, recounts her encounter with the three fugitives.
They seemed like nice people. Wilbur in particular was quite charming for a pig. He tipped well and was circumcised and everything.
We got a tip from a retarded Pegasus living in Fluttershy's chicken coop. She told us who had killed Fluttershy and Angel, and told us they had mentioned Los Pegasus just days before the murder. It was at this point we knew we had them.
And that derpy-eyed bitch was right. Using her information, the Royal Guard eventually managed to corner the three fugitives in Los Pegasus's apartment. What follows is a reenactment of the fateful night.
There's no getting out of this, Wilbur. We know you three are in there. Let's just end this peacefully.
She got what was coming to her. We did what we had to do. I'm not going to prison over this.
Wilbur, think about what you're doing.
I've never thought about anything in my entire life, and I'm not about to start now.
Wait, guys. She didn't kill me. She was just giving me a... massage. Well, fuck. I tried. I guess that's just how life is. You try to do the right thing, and then suddenly...